This is Looking Up in Southern Colorado from the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society. I'm Hal Bidlack, and there are a lot of reasons to look up. Regular listeners to Looking Up might remember that we talked about the planet Uranus about a year ago, and we call the planet Uranus because we're not 12. And as we have swung around the sun again, Uranus is once again perfectly positioned in our night sky for viewing if you know where to look. And it's most certainly worth a look. Even binoculars may show Uranus to be a tiny disk and not a single point of light like a star. Currently in the constellation Pisces, Uranus can be located nearly due east of the star cluster the Pleiades. If you have difficulty finding it, I recommend you download one of the many terrific night sky apps available for smartphones. Uranus is unique in several ways that make it pretty special. Nearly 2 billion miles from Earth, Uranus was observed many times through history, but until 1781, it was thought to be a star. Using mathematics based on the movement of the other planets, William Herschel was able to actually predict where Uranus ought to be, and he was correct. Thus, Uranus was the first planet to be discovered and not simply observed since antiquity. It's also unique because, unlike the other planets, Uranus's axis is tilted dramatically. Billions of years ago, something really big smacked into Uranus and tipped it over, so that today, it basically rolls around the sun. October 2016 is a particularly good month to observe Uranus. If you want to give your eyes a good test, find a dark location outside city lights and try to find Uranus with your naked eye. It's possible, but quite a challenge. And as you're looking at it, remember that the light you're seeing took over 2.5 hours to reach Uranus from the sun and another 2.5 to bounce back to your eye. Good thing photons don't get tired. If you'd like to take a closer look at Uranus or any of the other wonderful and amazing things in our sky, please visit krcc.org or csastro.org for a link to information about our monthly meetings and our free public star parties. This is Hal Bidlack for the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society telling you to keep looking up, Southern Colorado.